where you scramble them. Put them straight up, overlay. Well done. Hands ground them in cheese, ground them salmon. Scrambling in hamburger.
What would you call the salt and sugar cured meat you might serve with greens?
Well, salt meat would be probably ham hock. And then the salt meat would be some like the white side. And you use cured bacon.
What if it had no lean on it at all? What would you call that?
That.
Uh-huh.
It
had a good bit of lean.
It'd be strickling.
Do what?
What it calls strickling.
Uh-huh. I never heard that term before.
Strickling had a bunch of scale to you.
Uh-huh.
Strickling.
How much lean and different things like that, and what part of the hog would they be from to make the different things?
Or the bacon?
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, to determine the difference between like fatback and strickling and things like that.
Well, fatback is a strip of fat off the back of the hog.
Uh-huh.
You lift them where to cut the pork chops, so it's fat off the back of the pork chop. Then the strickling is from the same place as bacon, just a bigger hog. So you aside a strickling, it weighs 20 to 25 pounds. Yeah, that piano front there comes in.
What do you call the outside part of the bacon?
A bit of rind. Then a bit on the fresh pork would be pork skin.
Uh-huh. Any other names for that?
Well, there's the rind, the skin.
The kind of meat you buy and slice it thin to eat with eggs.
That'd be bacon.
Ever hear called anything else?
Not here. Well, you could use Canadian bacon, but most of it is just regular bacon or side meat.
People come in, they order strip meat?
Not too much.
Is that an older term?
No, they don't call it here. You just get bacon. Bacon or side meat.
What do you call the kind of meat that comes in little links on a chain? The man that would sell that to you would be?
The butcher.
Uh-huh.
And the real small one would be breakfast links. And the bigger one would just be straight links.
Mm-hmm. What if it was bigger than straight
link?
Is there any special
link
for that?
Well, the bologna would be real big. It would be a different type of meat.
Mm-hmm.
Bologna or salami.
After you butchered up a hog, what would you make with the meat from its head?
Well, people here make souse meat out of it sometimes. That's a mixture of the gelatin's off the head, the meat off the jaws, and ears, and face, and all that, and then boil it, and then press the lard out. Just kind of skim it off, and that sets up and gets good and firm. Use salt and pepper and spices in it.
What kind of spices?
Well, some of them use red peppers and sage. And a mixture of peppers and salt and spices.
Mm-hmm. What would you call the dish you'd make by cooking and grinding up the hog's liver?
That'd be liver pudding.
Uh-huh. Any other name for that?
That'd be liver pudding. That'd be good out of the liver and the lights and the heart. And sometimes I put some of the head meat in that to make it set up better.
Mm-hmm.
Onions.
Yeah,
real tasty.